So what if we face a situation in our life where some things are changeable, but we are unable to decide whether we should put in the time and effort to change it or not? Yes, all of us have to choose our battles. Now, there are a lot of things that can be changed, and whether it is that should be my focus. That is something which we have to individually decide. And there are hundreds of things which we can see in our situation, in our family, in our society, which we can change. And we just don't have the resources to change all of them. So we have to focus on that which is our strength, that which is our priority, that which is most important for us, and do that. So that's why there is associated with the concept of the soul, there is a concept of kshetra. Kshetra in the Vedic culture refers not just to the body, but it refers to the sphere of influence. There is kshetra and there is kshetrajna. Kshetra is the sphere of influence, the sphere of cognition, the sphere of action, and the kshetrajna is a knower of that. So as souls, we have a certain level of control over our body. So that our kshetra also, depending on our particular situation, say a person who is the boss of a particular office, that boss has an influence over that office. Somebody is the CEO of a company, a global company, that they may have a much bigger influence over a bigger circle. So we have to understand what is our extent of influence, what is our priority, and then decide in a particular situation whether we need to focus on changing that situation. And choosing our battles is extremely important. Otherwise, if we start fighting every single cause or every single situation we try to change, then that will not work. So basically, when we face some difficult situations, we have three broad options. One is that we change the situation. Second is that we tolerate the situation. Third is we walk away from the situation. So now all three are acceptable in different circumstances. Walking away is not the same as running away. Running away means we are primarily afraid of the situation, that's why we just want to go away from it. Walking away means we understand that there are other things which I have to do in my life, and that's why I don't want to get entangled in this. So in some situations we want to walk away from that situation, that's perfectly okay. So sometimes it may be that we tolerate the situation. Okay, this is there, but this is something which is manageable. Sometimes we work to change the situation. So a destiny doesn't mean that there has to be a stereotyped response from our side. We have to use our intelligence, and then we have to choose the course of action. The Pandavas, when they were initially trying to figure out things, how to deal with the Kauravas. So when Bhima was poisoned, and then Bhima survived and he came back in the Nagaloka, at that time Yudhishthira told, don't create any hostility. Don't tell anyone that you have been poisoned. So he said that at this point, we just tolerate it. Then later on, when they were taken to Varnavarta, and then they were burned in that house, he just walked away from there. This is not something which somebody is trying to burn you alive, you cannot stay there. He just walked away from there. But later on, at one particular point, when they tried to dishonor Draupadi, and even after the 14 or 13 years of exile, they did not listen. At that time, they decided that they have to change it. They fought the war. So that is, of course, we have to go within the narrative of the Mahabharata to understand why a particular thing has happened at a particular time. But the point is that they also chose different responses in different situations. And what is the best response? Again, we have to pray, we have to consult our well-wishers, our spiritual guides, and then we have to, using our God-given intelligence, arrive at a particular decision. Okay. Thank you very much. La Prabhupada ki.